worship him, expect miracles to take place because they can.
Worship. Worship is the weapon. Worship is the healing power.
And if we can all go to him in a state of thanksgiving and praise for everything he's done, for everything he did last night, as you sat home thinking about stuff that might have broken off of you, let's praise and thank God for all of that. Praise him. And hopefully, I'm thinking we could bless his heart right now.
Yes.
Pray. So let's all do this.
So we pray freedom. We pray deliverance. We pray restoration. Because he's so amazing.
Pour out your holy healing,
pour out your
to
glory.
more and more. Lover of my soul, lover, lover of my soul, lover, lover of my soul, precious than gold, precious than silver, precious than jewels, precious than life, lover, lover of my soul, lover, lover of my soul, lover, lover of my soul, making me oh. like you, Lord. Lover of my soul. Lover, lover of my soul. Lover, lover of my soul. Making me
thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Holy Ghost, come down. Fire of the Holy Ghost, come down. Holy fire, fire of the Holy Ghost, come down. Holy fire, come, fire of the Holy Ghost, come down. We need your fire, Lord. Need your fire. Oh, yeah. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, come down. Shalada, hey, ale. Healing fire, come down. We need your fire, Lord. We need your fire now. Come down, Holy Ghost. Fire. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, we worship you, we honor you, we adore you. There is no one else like you, Jesus. King Jesus. King Jesus. We bow our knees to you now, sir. We yield our hearts to you completely, sir. Make way. We make way for you. We let you just minister to our souls. We give you permission to minister to our souls. We give you permission to show us the areas that we need deliverance in. We give you permission, sir, to correct us in any way. And when you do, you're so gentle, like a good father. You never cause harm. You always bring forth your love. You always bring forth your truth. And we receive you. We receive you. We receive you. The mighty one. The mighty one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I know the Lord is still ministering. I love prophetic worship, and I love how sometimes stuff just opens and leaves, or truth comes in, and that is supernatural, like Jesus. You know, he's the one that heals our hearts. And oftentimes when we just close our eyes and worship him and focus on him and get our eyes off the problems and our agendas and what we expect out of a service or expect out of anything, when we can just allow ourselves to be vulnerable to his presence, that's often when healing comes forth and deliverance comes forth and change comes forth. And I love to watch in the Spirit how he ministers so gently. And I also love to watch how the enemy tries to distract and pull people out. And I like to watch battles in the Spirit. I'm a seer, and I just, you know, I like to see how the angels will whisper and try to get you to come back in or focus in on what he's doing, on what the Lord is doing. And, you know, Holly ministered last night by the Spirit, and she brought forth a lot of healing and opened up our hearts to perceive, could I have an issue? Do I have an issue? Is that what my problem was? You know, did I make an inner vow? And so Holly has great teachings, in-depth teachings on how to get free. She has great teachings on how to manage your emotions. And I'm going to just say this. Those teachings come from the throne of God. They are they're manna. And what I don't know if Holly will talk on anymore on this, but I'm just going to say, when Holly was dealing with situations, she didn't run to man, she ran to God. And she said, Lord, what are you saying about this? What do you mean I got a problem? And, you know, help me. And so she would sit and listen and be mentored by the Holy Spirit, and he would bring direction and correction. And I'm telling you, we all get the benefit from that. But she's not special. He's special. And if we go to him, we are special in him. And so you don't have to run to somebody to get your healing. You run to Jesus to get your healing. But we have tools that will help you along your way find your path, find your direction in God. And so there's vast resources on that media table that will bring help you find your way in God. And every one of us in here is at a different place. Some of us need physical healing. Some of us need deliverance. Some of us just need, who's the Holy Ghost? Who's the Holy Spirit? What's that all about? The walk of the Spirit. And there's many teachings on there. And we have experts at that media table. They are trained up in the Holy Ghost. They've been sitting under Holly's teachings for a bazillion years. And if they can help you point to a teaching that will help you. And oftentimes, they just kind of highlight. They like come up, you know, kind of like, whoa, that's what I need right there. And so I'm encouraging you to visit those tables downstairs. John Mayer has his art down there. It's prophetic art. It's wonderful. That will minister to you. Stephanie has her bookstore, which is like, I call it the candy store of God. Yeah. It is filled with rich treasures and wonderful blessings. So please go visit that after the break today. And we are recording. And so don't feel like you have to take notes, because I'm going to tell you something. When you're in prophetic meeting, you'll be taking notes. You're going to miss most of it because it's spirit to spirit. And if you stay in note mode, you're in flesh mode. And it's, you know, it's just much easier to yield to the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit might say something profound, and you might quickly jot that down. But try not to capture every word, because this is, there's no test at the end. We're not going to, you get to leave freely with an A. Men. Okay? So don't worry about any of the pressure of trying to capture it all. We record it all so that you can have it if you need it. And oftentimes when we listen to the recordings, I'll listen to the word of the month before I send it out, sometimes 3 or 4 times. And every time I listen to that, I get something new off it. And it's always a now word, because isn't that the Holy Spirit? Yes. Isn't he a now God? Yes. You know, he doesn't feed us leftovers ever. There's no leftovers in heaven. There's leftovers in church, some churches, but there's no leftover in heaven, and there's no leftover in the Spirit. And so you might hear a message. Some of you guys are old school. You've been following us forever. And you might think, oh, she's telling that story again, and you'll check out. I'm going to tell you something. Don't do that. Resist your flesh, because God, what if that's for you? And you're hearing it for the 17th time, but you keep pushing it out because you don't think it's for you. Just saying. And let's say, you know, I remember, I've sat in pretty much every conference for years under Holly. I used to do the sound, and every conference, not everyone, but a lot of times Holly would share the story about Andrew Womack, and she would say, if you don't know what your gifting is that it, Holly?
Your niche
in the body of Christ, you ought to ask him. And so every time, you know, I'd say, Lord, what's my niche? I wouldn't hear nothing. I thought, okay. 7 years later, Lord, what's my niche? Nothing. One day, see, I didn't stop. And that's the thing. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't think you got it all, because you don't. None of us do.
Amen.
And so one day, I think I was by the sound booth. I wasn't working sound, but I was sitting over there. And Holly released that, and I said, Lord, what's my niche? And he said, you're a window washer. And I thought, a window washer? How odd. You know, I thought, okay, I'm a window washer. I get to be a window washer. I'm washing the windows in heaven. I don't know what it means. I have no clue. Not even a day later, somebody comes up to me, and I had to give a tough word. You ever have to give a tough word to somebody? Now listen, God doesn't always give tough words. He loves the gentle way, but sometimes we're so stuck in our, we know it, and we do it this way, or we're just got to be protected because we don't want to get hurt again. We build these walls of defenses, which are, we think, to protect us, but sometimes God's just trying to get us a sentence in. And so this was one of those cases, and I said to this dear person something, and I don't even think it was that profound, but it was a word of the Lord, you know, and it went right in. And later she came back to me and she says, I got to tell you something. It's as though the film in my eyes is gone. And I'm like, hey, I'm a window washer. You know, I try to keep things simple in the kingdom of God. I'm not one of those, you know, you can out-argue me in any scripture. Feel free, because I won't even engage. I go, uh-huh, amen. It happens pretty much every service. You know, it's just, I don't know what that is, but you picked the wrong person. I'm not an arguer. I'm not a debater. And you probably do know more than me. And that's okay, but I know my Father.
That's right. Yes.
And he leads and guides me into truth all the time. And if I stray a little, he brings me back, because I'm checking in with him. What are we doing? What about this? What do you want to say today at the 1:30 service? What's it about? What if you don't hear nothing? Well, then you just show up, because he's got it anyway. Sometimes it's best not to know the plan, because then we got to manipulate it. Well, I think I got to add a scripture here, or I got to dot an I over here, or, you know, I got to make sure I remember that. And listen, I don't know what we're doing here today, except for we're talking about slivers of the heart. And do we have any slivers in the heart? How do you know? Let me press. Ooh, does that hurt? Think of a sliver in the natural. You ever get a sliver in your finger? And let's say you're too busy to deal with it, so it like gets a little calloused over, but then you touch it and it's like, ah. And then you're like, oh, could you help me get that out? No, don't touch it. Could you? No, stop, you're going too deep. You know, those are natural things that we all go through, but it's also the walk of the Spirit with slivers in our heart. And we callous over our hearts sometimes because things get painful. Things are tough out there in the world. But remember, we're not of the world. We're in His God, kingdom, the kingdom of God. And God's going to, He's doing a lot in here, but one of the things is He's going to help us transition from our thinking in the natural into how the kingdom of God operates. And Holly has done a wonderful teaching called The Walk of the Spirit, going deeper in God. Those are foundational teachings. If you're struggling with the walk of the Spirit, I really recommend you go and get those. And if you can't afford them, go get them online for free. But we found most people won't do that because they want, you know, they'll forget. The enemy comes and steals the seed. So go buy the bread when it's fresh and hot, okay? And then listen to it. How many of you guys have supplements that some friend told you is going to help you with this? And you go out and buy it, and you do it for 3 days, and you don't see the result. And then busyness comes along, or maybe somebody else says, well, then try this. Yeah. And pretty soon you got a shoebox of a bunch of outdated supplements. And you can't even remember what does what with each one. I'm going to tell you something. One of the things Holly does, she's got this mind. It's a systems analyst mind, which I am so thankful for because I don't have that. But it's a tool that I can use and tap into through the teachings. She goes line upon line, and she asks the questions, gets the answers, and then releases it prophetically and scripturally through teachings. And so I'm encouraging you. This is like a commercial. I'm encouraging you to eat your vitamins. Go get some fresh supplements that will bring life to dead bones, life to hearts that are broken, healing for the soul, where there's been so much soul damage that you just don't know which way to go and who you can trust. You can always trust the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You can always trust Him. And so as we go on, I was laughing about earlier today in worship, you know, God tells me jokes every once in a while, and He was talking to me about Colorado time. And, you know, it is a different thing, but really, I'm going to tell you something. Is that an excuse? You know, I'm not trying to be corrective here, but sometimes we start to allow or get caught up in, well, that's just the way we do things. This is just the way it's done in our church. This is the way we do it in my family. Well, I'm going to shake you guys today to challenge you, does it line up with the Word of God? And I'm not talking about Colorado time. I'm talking about sometimes we get so used to this is how I've always done it. You know, every day I get up and I put my right leg in my pants, or every day I take this supplement. You know, God is not, He's so new and fresh every day. He has stuff for us every day. And if you're stuck, I'm challenging you to ask Him right now, why am I stuck? What am I missing? What do I need to see? And I do it out loud. I say it out loud because you know what? Sometimes my head talk gets clouded with, oh, somebody just left the building. You know, it's so easy to get distracted. But when I'm focusing and speaking out loud, talking to Him, not you guys, talking to Him, I talk out loud. And I expect Him to answer, and He always does. And sometimes it's in the Word. Sometimes He'll internally speak to me. Sometimes it'll be a billboard. Sometimes it'll be a scripture. You know, I don't put Him in a box. I came out of a box, and I'm never going back. So, I'm trying to drink water, so I'm going to take drink sponge. But so, I want to talk about slivers of the heart, and this is something I just came out of not that long ago. You might be surprised by what I share, and I'm doing it. When I was praying, I didn't know really where we were going. I see brokenness in here, and I see rebellion in here, and I see heartache in here. And I don't see it in, aha, you've got brokenness, or aha, you've got, you know. I see it with the eyes of the Father and the compassion of the Lord. And His heart is to get you free so that you walk in everything that He sent His Son for you to have. And so as we go, this is a real short teaching. I hope it's short. When we go through this, if stuff comes up, let it be released. Don't hold it in. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you say, I'm going to deal with that later, you won't deal with it later. This is an opportunity right now to get free. You know, you came here today in the middle of the afternoon because you want help. And so don't reject the helper. And so I'm just going to share a little bit of my testimony about me. First of all, I've come out of drugs. Many years ago, I was addicted to drugs, and I ran a hard life. And I didn't know Jesus, but I did the sinner's prayer because I didn't want to go to hell. But I had no relationship, and it was like, well, hopefully I'll make it into heaven. I didn't know anything about anything. And it's probably good because I wasn't so messed up. My messed ups were little stupid things, you know, like I thought, you know, if I said the sinner's prayer, it was enough. You know, I didn't know that you could have relationship this side of heaven with the living God through the Holy Spirit and Jesus. You know, I didn't know that. And when I walked into an Edgar and Holly service, and this is after serving years in church and kids ministry and doing all the women's stuff and running off to the conferences and, you know, the go-getter for God. And, you know, I think I was more of a hypocrite than a go-getter, but, you know, I was very judgmental in my young days. And I didn't know I was judgmental. You know, how do you know? Maybe you are. How do you know? You know, I'm kidding. But am I? So I ended up going into an Edgar and Holly service meeting. Now, Edgar Bailey, his hand was burned off. That guy walked with fire. God grew it back supernaturally. He was an apostle of faith and love, and he walked in the healing creative miracles. And so when I first met those guys, I walked into a service, and I was actually in the wrong service, but was I? And so what happened was I encountered the living God for the very first time in my life, and it rocked me. I saw Jesus in that service, and I was like undone. It was amazing because I was taught the American dream. Do good. I did the best I could. I didn't steal from everyone, you know. Maintain. Never let them, you know, make sure that you look your best, which you would have, if you saw me back then. Oh, Lord have mercy. I used to get my hair cut in a bar, if that tells you anything, okay? So I walk in and I meet Jesus, and he rocks my whole world because I thought it was all about building your own empire, you know, go after the American dream. And actually, you know, have a family, have 2-point-something kids. I don't know what the point was or the point-something. I had two. They were twins. God took care of it for me right away. And I had lots of properties and lots of toys. And, you know, I was in the community, you know, market day, serving and all that fleshly stuff, which some of it is good if you're using it for ministry. But I wasn't. I was selfish, little brat, you know, trying to live the American dream. And doing pretty well, except for I was empty on the inside, you know, because we're all created with the desire to know God. Yes. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So I would search and go down this path, and it would be a dead end, and it would lead to bondage and destruction. I'd go down this path, and it would lead to bondage and destruction and maybe addiction. I'd go down this path, and it would just hold me captive, you know, and that was the enemy's job. But one day, I went to the wrong service, and it was the right service, and met Jesus, and he rocked my world, and it was as though everything in my natural life, I realized everything I had been chasing was counterfeit, and I could feel the plasticness of my life, the fakeness of everything, and it was like, when I met him, the charge and energy he released. See, I didn't feel his love. I felt the charge and his energy because I couldn't feel love. I had blocks. So God, in his mercy, knew exactly where I was, and he wooed me through his presence. And so I made some hard decisions. Number one, my life is a mess, and I need you. And I'm going to keep coming. Because there's something here, and you are here, and I didn't know that he could follow me or be in me. I didn't know that back in those days. You know, I would go to these services, feel the presence, and I would get so filled. It felt like cocaine in my veins. And the charge and the energy of it was addicting. And so I would keep going, and I would have these amazing encounters, just incredible times in the Lord and through the Holy Spirit, and see amazing things and see terrible things. But I kept going, and I had little kids back then, and it was hard, and my husband was not into the move of the Spirit, and he didn't like the new Lori, let me just tell you that. He liked the old me. And so it caused friction, but I had to lean on the Holy Spirit to give me wisdom on how to walk this out, and I felt like a secret agent for the kingdom of God. You know, I here I am still doing all this fleshly stuff, but I'm having these amazing times with God, and I can't tell anybody about it, and because first of all, they'd think I was weird. And so I'm going to tell you something. In his presence, we get changed. In his presence, demons flee. And in his presence, I'm getting changed, and I've had demons flee. And I used to struggle from a spirit of backsliding. For those of you who have struggled with alcohol addiction or any type of addiction, you might relate to this. And one of the things is, you know, I was self-employed. I owned a business. Excuse me, I got to drink more water. My throat just dried out. I owned a business, and I would work, and then I would, like, I can't get out of bed for, like, a week. You know, I'd get depressed, and, you know, I would stay there as long as I could to the point where I had to get back up and do stuff. And so one night in the presence, and that's why I encourage, until you can, do you need something?
No, I'm just.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, I'll move this forward, too. Everything okay? We want everybody in. You want to hear a funny joke?
Sure.
I was sitting back there, and I'm worshiping, having a good time, and I was thinking, the funniest things that distract people, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's so easy to get distracted. You have to train your flesh to subdue to the spirit world and the spirit man. And I love watching in the spirit all the stuff that happens. I just think it's awesome. And I you know, I love watching when the enemy tries to take you out, and then, you know, the angels come and they speak something to you. I don't hear what they say, but they speak something to you, and you get back in, and the Holy Ghost will comfort you in some way. And I was thinking back there, you know, I am probably one of the most, I just don't care what people think about me. It's God made me like that, and you can't hurt my feelings because I miss it when you try. And it's just something that I don't know if I'm lacking something or if I'm whole in that area. I don't know. I don't care. But I was thinking, isn't it funny? I've got this biggest spot on my face, and I thought, Lord, is that going to distract people from the message? And we were laughing over it because it will. Some people will be like, what is that? And we just laughed and laughed over that. And you know, that's the relationship of the Holy Ghost, you know, and that's wholeness, too. And so I just want to share, I'm going to go back into the spirit of rebellion, but I'm trying to give you a little bit of what's going on in here. And I'm trying to get you to lighten up